It's just great to have you worshiping with us. I believe that these are some exciting times for us. Because of that, I believe the Lord has laid on my heart a word for us as believers as we return to the everyday operation that we're used to. I believe the Lord is anointing you right now to hear this word. I believe if you are a person that has never gone to church, doesn't go to church much, this is going to mean a lot to you because it's going to help you with what has been referred to as returning, reopening businesses, reopening churches, reopening schools, reopening your life. See, we really believe that God did establish this country. So we believe whatever we do, His hand is on it. Whatever you do, God's hand is on. I want you to take your Bible with me, and I want you to go to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis 6 and 7 tell us the story of a wicked world that God has brought judgment on by the flood. He picks a man by the name of Noah. And Noah wasn't young when this happened. Noah was 500 years old. You know, everybody wants to be young when they start doing something great. Noah hears from God at 500 years old to build an ark. So he obeyed God. And his sons helped him. Now, that's a miracle in itself, not just building the ark, but having your children go, yeah, I like that idea. Let's do that. So they joined Dad and built an ark for the animals. Ken Ham and Answers in Genesis have a replica of that ark in Kentucky. You need to go see it sometime. But the message today is to me and you about returning after isolation. Noah and his family were directed into the ark by God. Genesis 7 said the Lord led them into the ark, and it started raining, and they were there for well over a year. And finally, in Acts chapter 8, just before everything start, before Noah and his family get out of the boat, this is what happens. And in fact, the last verse, two verses of Genesis 7 says that everything was destroyed on the face of the earth except Noah and his family and the animals in the ark. Verse 1 of Genesis 8 is the message I want you to hear today. And it's just simply three words, but God remembered. And the fourth word is the name of Noah. I want you to put your name where Noah's name was. Where Noah's name is, I want you to say, but God remembered, put your name, I'm going to put mine, but God remembered Jeff. He remembered Jeff and everything that was living with him. In Noah's case, it said, God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the stock that were with him in the ark. And the waters began to recede. This thing that we have been through is getting ready to go away. Now the scripture says that in verse number 4, that on the 17th day of the 7th month, at the end of 150 days when that happened, then the ark came to rest. It took them a little while to get out of the ark. I want you to hear me. Sometimes It'll take you a little while to get out of what God put you in. He didn't put Noah in a bad thing. He put him in a good thing. He put him in a protection. He put him in the boat. He protected him. Even though it was raining and flooding all around Noah, Noah and his family and those with him stayed dry because they believed God. The scripture says, when the ark rested on Mount Ararat, the waters continued to recede and the tops of the mountains became visible. You might, when you go through things, you might have to just stay still for a while and just watch everything clear up. It's okay. God's going to take care of you. And then, after 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark, and he tested things. Listen, you test things if you'd like. It's okay. Because several days here, Noah waits and he looks and he tests. From verse 6 down to verse 14, he tests things and he tries it. Now, you may not have to wait that long, but ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, sometimes when God is fixing things for you to re-enter, you have to wait a little bit. Don't get in a hurry. Don't let anybody push you, but don't let anybody slow you up either. You move at God's pace. Verse 15, suddenly, the same God that said to, now it wasn't a government, it was God that said to Noah and his family, go into the ark. Verse 15 of chapter 8 in Genesis, then God said to Noah, this is the way I've been reading this, then God said to Jeff, come out of this isolation, you and your wife, and your children. Oh my goodness. Not only did God have them build the ark as a family, not only did he have them stay in the ark as a family, not only did he protect them in the ark as a family, but he spoke to them and brought them out of the ark as a family. Oh my goodness. I want to tell you, he's going to keep you, and he's going to keep your family as you come out. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be scared. Can you imagine Noah and his family coming out of the ark the first time? They've been in that ark a long time. And you talk about things having changed. We hear on the news and commentators and economists and doctors and business owners and bankers. No, things are going to be a little different when you come back out. I want to tell you, you talk about different. When Noah and his family came out, it was different. The only animals and livestock alive were in the ark. There was nothing. Nothing. Just think about it. Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives, they come out and they're nothing. What are we going to do? How do we handle this? You talk about having nothing. There was no money in the bank. There were no stores to go to. There was nothing. You have more than Noah had when he came out of the ark. I believe God is bringing us out of this time. And when we come out, we're not going to be without. We're not going to be poor. We're not going to be worn out. The Bible says God said to Noah, come out, bring out everything that you took in with you so that, watch this, look at, oh my, Look at verse number 17. So that you can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase. So here's the word for you as you come out. Are you ready for this? The Lord says, I want you to come out and I want you to multiply and I want you to be fruitful and I want you to increase. But you don't understand how far down the business has gone. You don't understand how far down the stock market has gone. You don't understand how much I have had to spend and my savings are wiped out. He said, you're going to be fruitful and you're going to increase on the earth. Say it right now. God, say it with me. God, I hear you calling me out. And I hear you saying, I am going to be fruitful and I am going to increase. This is how you come out. Oh, by the way, the title of this message is How to Re-enter Life. Re-enter life because God has commanded you to re-enter life. He's never called you into isolation for extended periods of time that he didn't have something he wanted to do for you. And what he wants to do for you now is make you fruitful and increase you. My goodness, this is good. Isn't this good? Oh my. Now, when he said, come out, I'm going to make you fruitful and I am going to increase you. This is what the scripture says. They all came out, and look at verse 20 of Genesis chapter 8. It says, when Noah came out, the first thing he did was he built an ark to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord. Well, the first place I'm going when this stuff gets over, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm telling you, I'm tired of staying in this house. First thing I'm going to do when I get in this house, I'm going hunting. If I'm going fishing, first thing I do, first thing Noah does, he doesn't build a house. He doesn't plant a garden. He does not check his 401k. He doesn't check his stocks at Wall Street. The first thing he does when he comes out is he worships. That's what you and I need to do. First thing, worship. Say it with me. First thing, worship. You worship at your house. You worship at the house of God. You worship on your job. You worship in your car. You worship while you're walking down the street. Worship. That's what the scripture said Noah did. And when he worshiped, the Lord talked to him. When this is over, the Lord's going to say to you, look, I'm going to make you fruitful. I'm going to increase you. And he says, as Noah is working, he said, I want you to know, I'm not going to let any of this hurt you. I'm never going to allow anybody to hurt you for the rest of your life. He says, as long, look at verse 22, as long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Oh my goodness. Only good things are going to keep happening to you. Only God's hand is going to be on you. Don't be afraid of what other people say. Can you imagine if there had been news organizations in Noah's day that were allowed to report about what was going on? They would, well, we walked outside and there was nothing. Pan the camera over there. Look, it's just mud. No trees. It's bare. Nothing. How are we going to make it in this? Oh, thank God Noah didn't have the news organizations. He only had the voice of God saying, come out and I'm going to make you fruitful and I am going to increase you. And Noah believed that so much. The first thing he did when he came out is he worshiped God. And as he worshiped, the Lord began to make a covenant with him. And he said, look, I'm going to make all things different for you. And the whole chapter, he says, I'm going to give you everything. Be fruitful, chapter 9. Increase, fill the earth. My God, this is so good. He says in verse 2, the fear and dread of you will fall upon the beast. Don't you be afraid. Everything else is going to be afraid of you. Wow. Now, we ought to just stop right there with that. Everything is going to be, you're not going to be afraid of anything. Everything else is going to be afraid of you. Noah comes out and he begins to build his house. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. What he offered to the Lord was what he had in the ark. The Bible says he took some of the animals that were in the ark and he offered them to the Lord. His protection became his provision. Your protection is going to become your provision as you enter life again. Don't re-enter being afraid. You are to be feared and not to fear. Wow. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you going out with the word of God in your heart and in your mind? He said, I want you to know I'm going to take care of you. Verse 7 of chapter 9, as for you, be fruitful, increase on the earth. Increase in everything you do. Let that be the only phrase in your vocabulary for the rest of this year. God said, come out. God said that I'm not to fear. I am going to be feared. People are not going to be afraid of you, that you're going to hurt them. But the things of this earth are going to be afraid to touch you. You're God's property. You've been obedient to Him. You've worshiped Him while you've been shut away these 40 plus days. Go out, increase. Whatever your hands do, think about it. Noah came out with zero. My goodness. And God said, you increase and be fruitful. That's what he wants you to do. Well, Dr. Burrell, I just really don't know that all of that applies to me because I don't go to your church and I don't know this Jesus and I really don't understand that book that you've been reading out of, the Bible. Let me introduce you to Jesus. Jesus came on the earth. See, in the New Testament, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus said, look, when I come back as it was in the days of Noah, it's been like that. So it's going to be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. For you, this is what that means. Jesus has come to you through this program right now. Through this service, he's come to you right now. And this is all you have to do to get in on the increase and get in on the multiplying and the fruitfulness in your life and for God to multiply things that have been subtracted from your life. God will add to you and multiply. This is what you do. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. that he came from God to the earth, lived here, and was crucified on the cross, that he was buried, and that after 3 days of being in the grave, God resurrected him, and Jesus has gone back to the Father. If you believe that, and you say in your heart, Jesus, I believe God raised you from the dead. I make you Lord of my life, and I follow the Word of God, that book that Dr. Burrell was reading out of. I follow that, and I'm going to do exactly what Noah and his family did. Whatever God said do, that's what I'm going to do. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Father, I repent of my sins, things that I've done that were transgressing against your word or against the way you have told man to live. I make you Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. Now I'm going to go out of this time of quarantine and isolation at home, and I'm going to increase, and I'm going to be fruitful. My family's going to increase. My family's going to be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want you to let me know that you've made Jesus Lord of your life. And if you're a Christian and you've been afraid, and you realize today, according to Genesis 8 and 9, that you're to be feared and not to be fearful, that you're going to increase and you're going to be fruitful and you're going to, what you do will multiply, I want you to let me know. Go to our site, Facebook, Zion Christian Assembly, and message me. Go to the website, send me an email. Let me know. Tell somebody. If you don't tell me, tell somebody, hey, I'm the feared and not the fearful. I am increasing and not losing. I'm so glad you joined us today. Don't forget this. Joel 3:21 says, the Lord dwells in Zion. The New Testament, we are told we are the temple of God. That means God dwells in you. You are Zion. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256. Visit us online at zionca.org or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.